For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, a lot of you have overdone it just a bit at Christmas dinner, Christmas brunch, and you're starting to feel the effects. A little lethargic, a little problems with digestive issues, maybe a little acid reflux at night. And I brought in my good friend, Dr. Joe Esposito, to help us get back on track. And we're going to look forward to New Year's Eve to help you manage that roadblock. And I'm going to give you tips on how to get over a hangover.
Got you covered.
Yes. So that's all going to be this hour on Atlanta Living. So if you want to jump on the line, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Dr. Joe, you don't know how many people I'm hearing from today going, I just have no energy. I just feel kind of lethargic. I had acid reflux. That's not normally what I have. And what they have is overdo it on the Christmas munchies.
Absolutely correct. Yeah. And there's a couple of things when we talk about the holidays. Number one, we eat too much.
Yeah.
And your stomach is only about the size of your fist. Now, it's it's elasticy, so it'll stretch. But you can only put so much food in your body. And on holidays, for some reason, we're going to finish the buffet. There's going to be no leftovers.
Well, you don't know my Aunt Pat squash dressing.
Oh, no? It's worth finishing?
It's worth finishing. It's worth the misery.
But everybody eats so much, including Aunt Pat squash dressing. And the stomach can only digest so much. And the other thing we do is we mix a lot of foods. Now, if we put a protein in our stomach, let's say a piece of steak, which of course I wouldn't do, but a piece of steak, it takes about 6 hours to get from your stomach broken down and pass into your small intestine. Then you add something like fruit or sugars or dessert. That takes about half hour, 45 minutes to get out of the stomach. So now you got this high protein and this carbohydrate, and the stomach doesn't know what to do. Do I digest the protein? Do I breast the carbohydrate? And so it all kind of sits there and rots.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and that causes a lot of gas and bloating. And then the food eventually works its way from the stomach into the small intestine, and the small intestine can't break the food down like the stomach did, and then it irritates the small intestine. And there's your inflammation, there's your irritability, there's your bloating, your gas. And the volume of food can push the stomach up into the diaphragm, and that causes the acid reflux.
Ah.
So it's too much food, it's variety of food, and the third thing is you eat foods that you normally don't eat.
Oh, sure. Really rich.
Yes. And your stomach, your body doesn't know what to do with this. Like if I eat apples every day, my stomach knows what an apple is. But if I'm going to eat Aunt Pat's squash casserole, pardon me, Aunt Pat, your stomach doesn't know what that is. It's not used to digesting that. So now it's even more of a challenge. And then we throw the sugar in there because, of course, everything is
laden with sugar.
And that weakens the immune system. And so now the immune system is weakened. And that's why you'll see after Halloween, everybody gets sick. Then they start to feel better, and the week after Thanksgiving, everybody gets sick again. Now the week after Christmas, you're going to see everybody get sick again, and then, of course, we have New Year's. And then, finally, people start to settle down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and everybody has made all their cookies for Santa Claus and, you know, distributed those and all the taffies and mm-hmm. the fudge and the yes. peanut brittle, and it just goes on and on and on, and people are starting to bring those to work, and
yes.
you know, I've had my fill, so here I'd like you to enjoy some too.
Let me get my coworkers sick, yes.
Right, let's make
I'm
our sick. Coworkers
let's
sick.
Let's make our coworkers sick.
Okay, so how can we get back on track?
It's really, really easy. Okay, what we have to do then is focus, get away from that. That's done. No more of that. Like I said, you don't have to bring it to work. You can throw it away. A lot of people, I know, I'm sorry, you looked at me like I just made fun of your child here.
I know, that just seems so awful to
I know.
All that hard work.
But A, don't do it, or B, when you have it, it's okay to throw it away.
Wow.
Get it out of the house. That's always my rule on eating. You got to get the bad stuff out of the house.
Okay.
But bringing it to work doesn't help because then your coworkers get sick and then they can infect you and then it goes around in circles. So get it out of the house. Rule number two, you have to have something raw at every meal. And I say raw, broccoli, cucumbers, tomatoes, avocado, salad, fruits, or vegetables. Because raw food is going to give you enzymes, and that's going to help digest your food more efficiently.
I had a veggie pizza yesterday.
Ooh, I think you're missing the point here.
Okay.
I had a slice of tomato on my burger. No, big salad. One. How about one meal a day we have a salad? Can we do that?
Yeah.
You'll negotiate with me on that, right? Okay. So one meal a day, I want you to have a salad, and that's going to help get you back on track. You got to start drinking a lot of water because it's cold now, it's dry, you have your heat on, the body is just dehydrating like crazy. And that puts stress on the immune system as well. So lots of water and supplements. I take supplements every day, of course. I take Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. That's the minimum supplements you should be taking every day, regardless of the time of year. But those are the two that I take every day to make sure I'm at least getting my minimum supplements in.
Okay, so I had a lot of fruit left over from different breakfasts that I had fixed.
Okay.
So can I take that fruit and mix it in to ease myself into Dr. Joe's Essential Source?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I don't generally like green drinks.
Okay. Well, the Essential Source is kind of fruity and flavory.
Okay.
The Super Greens is more green flavored.
Okay.
But we're coming out with a new one. We're coming out with chocolate mint.
Now you're talking.
And I did this actually with you in mind because I know you don't like the green powder. So I make it, and it tastes amazing. It tastes like cocoa.
Okay.
So we're doing a chocolate mint Super Greens coming out probably in about 3 weeks. So.
Can't be soon enough.
That's right. Yes.
Okay. So how long can we expect if we're starting to add a salad and some green raw vegetables into our diet today, how long can we expect this before it turns us around?
At 2 or 3 days, you'll start to feel better because you need the fiber. Because the thing with Christmas, too, there's not a lot of fiber in the food either. And so the food just kind of sits in your gut and it just sits there. So you got to kind of push it along and you need fiber. And then you're eating things like ham, which have nitrates in it, which convert to nitrosamines, which are carcinogenic. And you're eating turkey with a lot of...
Yeah, we're mixing meat. What does that do when you're mixing meat?
Even worse. Because ham digests one way, turkey digests another way. You don't usually eat ham and turkey either.
Right.
So now, it's a new thing in your body. So one thing I always tell my patients is we have something called Dr. Joe's Digestive Enzymes. And I say, here, take this with you when you're eating these weird foods, because digestive enzymes will help break down the food more efficiently.
Okay.
And whenever I eat a cooked meal, I take digestive enzymes anyway, regardless of the time of year.
Okay, folks, if you have a question for Dr. Joe, jump on the line, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And what about all the sweets that we're consuming and the carbs and the bread, because we carb loaded
and it converts right into fat. I mean, the sugar breaks down to glucose.
I have noticed that.
Yeah, did you? I didn't notice, but you're behind the desk. I didn't see you stand up yet since I walked in. So.
Just look at me from the neck up, please.
the beauty of Belinda from the neck up. Yes. Yeah, that just converts. It weakens the immune system, converts into fat. And then you're struggling because it's a lot easier to put on a pound than it is to take off a pound, as we know.
Yes.
And so that's why getting the bad food out of the house, and a little trick I do too, and you can do this for New Year's too, kind of segue into this, is I always eat something before I go.
Okay.
Because then you're not going to be tempted, because it's very tempting when all the cookies and the cakes and the donuts and the champagnes and the drinks are there. Oh, I'm going to have that. I'm hungry. You ruin your appetite before you go to a party, and then you can enjoy one or two things that may be a little bit of a treat as opposed to just stuffing yourself on the bad stuff.
Now, funny you mentioned champagne, because after you leave us, Craig Torres with Hop City is coming in, and we're having a champagne tasting.
Okay.
But sometimes, I could be wrong here, but champagnes are not as sugary as some wines.
I have to agree with that, I think, yeah. And it was the last drink I had, actually. I was 28 years old. I had a glass of champagne. It was the last drink I had.
How long ago was that?
That was 400 years ago. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. 400 years ago. Okay, so tell us, if we overindulge on New Year's Eve,
yes,
do you have a cure for the hangover? Because as the older I get, the more of a baby I get.
Yes.
One drink, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Two drinks, no.
Yes. All right, so here's the tricks. Number one, alcohol is a diuretic, which means it makes you pee. Mm-hmm. You ever notice how you drink one beer, you pee out three? Like, where those other two beers come from?
I've never made that test.
But now you're thinking about
now
it.
Now I am thinking about it.
I drink one beer, I pee out three. Yeah. So it's a diuretic because there's a hormone in your brain called antidiuretic hormone, or it's also called vasopressin. And vasopressin is produced so that we just don't pee all day. It prevents us from peeing all day. Mm-hmm. When you drink alcohol, alcohol lowers your production of vasopressin or antidiuretic hormone, same thing. And so that's why you pee so much. And the reason is because alcohol destroys brain cells and your brain controls everything. Mm-hmm. So your body is smarter than you, most cases. And the body says, I got to get this alcohol out of the system. So I'm going to flush it out. But in the process, now you dehydrate. And so here's trick number one. We've got a bunch of tricks for you for New Year. So don't worry. This is just trick number one and probably the most important one. For every drink you have, 3 glasses of water.
Because, oh my gosh.
I know, A, you'll be peeing all day, so you won't be drinking as much, but you're not going to dehydrate.
Okay.
And then the brain, because when you dehydrate, the brain shrinks. We're going to talk about chemicals that are lost in just a second. And that's going to help tremendously. And so that's the simplest thing you can do is just keep your body hydrated.
Can I tell you, when I drink a glass of water, I feel sloshy. I slosh.
You slosh. You're a slosher, huh?
I do.
Well, the water's absorbed in your stomach in about 10, 15 minutes. So you'll maybe slosh for a few minutes, and then you'll de-slosh.
Okay.
If that's a word.
And it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is. Uh-huh. So just sip the water slowly if you want to then.
Okay.
Yeah. But water's absorbed in your stomach, so it's absorbed pretty quickly. So you got to keep hydrated. That's going to be step number one. And you're going to feel a lot better. You believe me, you'll thank me for this one and going, wow, I really feel a lot better. That was a real simple fix. So step number two is alcohol is broken down in liver. And when liver is broken down, it produces a substance called acetaldehyde. That's the fancy chemical name for it. And that's a toxic substance from alcohol metabolism. So that's what makes you feel so rotten. You're creating this toxic substance in your body. So if you're drinking a lot of fluid, you're flushing out the acetaldehyde out of the system. And so that's going to help tremendously as well.
Okay.
Okay. So that's another trick. Okay. What we need to do is remind ourselves that hangovers include a lot of different things. It's from dehydration, from blood sugar dropping, from tired nausea, lowered immune system. So a hangover is a bunch of different things happening at once. And then you wake up and then you do things like you take something like acetaminophen.
Well, I've always heard of taking an aspirin with a glass of water before you go to bed.
Before, yeah, but don't take acetaminophen. Acetaminophen is for pain. Ibuprofen is for blocking inflammation. So you think, I'm going to take an acetaminophen because I got a headache. Don't do that. Because acetaminophen has a negative effect on your liver.
Okay.
And so does the alcohol have a negative effect on your liver. So now you're really causing a lot of liver damage.
Okay.
And when you take acetaminophen, it'll deplete something called glutathione, which we're going to talk about as soon as we come back.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Joe. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB. Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we are helping you repair from Christmas and get ready for New Year's. And did you have any more tips you needed to share, Dr. Joe, from helping with the hangover cure?
Yeah, we got a lot more. Yes. Yeah, so
okay, and we have a call holding that we're going to get to. Finish out that.
Okay, yeah, well, glutathione, that's what you're talking about. That's an antioxidant in the body. So whenever you're doing acetaminophen, or if you're doing alcohol especially, you can get a glutathione supplement, and that'll help get the liver repaired too.
So, where do we get that supplement?
I think we have them at our office. We just got them in last week, actually. So
glutathione supplement.
Glutathione supplement. You can get it at drjoe.com. I don't know if it's on the website yet, but we just got it in. So, yeah.
Okay, we'll put my name on the bottle.
All right, yes.
Okay, going back to the phone lines, and we would love to have you, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. You can call in just like Ann and Marietta has done. Ann.
Yes,
you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Great. How can we help you today?
Well, I just caught just a little bit of your show, and I don't know if this has anything to do with what you're talking about, but I have a progressive neurological disorder called essential tremor, and someone recommended, a neuropsychologist recommended giving up cooked muscle meat and nightshade vegetables.
Yes.
Does that work into anything that you've ever heard of?
Absolutely. Or? Yes. Well, I've been a vegan for 34 years, so I'm all over you with the meat. So, the meat is very, very toxic to the brain. You also got to give up artificial sweetener. That's going to be the big one. So aspartame, sucralose, got to give those up as well. You can also, we have a supplement called Dr. Joe's Nitric Oxide Support, and that increases circulation to the brain. And I take that every day, which is amazing how much energy you get from it. And then you might want to consider chiropractic care as well, because many times with essential tremors, it's a pinched nerve involved. And we through chiropractic care at our offices, we can put the bones back in place, get you on a good diet. I agree with the nightshades, and I agree with the meat as well. So, yeah, I would do it all with essential tremors, because if you don't do anything, it's just going to get worse. So,
okay, well, let me ask you this. Is organ meat considered meat?
Yes.
I mean, like,
yeah,
livers?
Yes. Organ meat's worse. I mean, the liver's a filter. It filters out all the junk. So if you're eating liver, you're eating all the concentrated junk from the animal. So, yeah, liver would be one of the worst, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Well, thank you. You've helped me a lot.
A pleasure.
I'll start, I'm not from this area, but I'll find a chiropractor.
Good girl. If you have any questions, go to drjoe.com. Send me a question. I'll help you out.
Thanks.
All right, Miss Ann. Thank you for calling. Have a great new year.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. It is 26 minutes after 1 o'clock. We're speaking with Dr. Joe Esposito, who is board certified in everything. And if you want to list out a few of those, Dr. Joe.
I'm board certified in chiropractic, orthopedics, pain management. I'm double board certified in nutrition. I have BS in clinical nutrition, retired dietitian, award-winning author. And our show right here on WSB on Sunday nights from 7 to 9, I believe, is the number one health and wellness radio show.
I love listening to that show.
Well, thank you. Number one show in the world, actually, on health and wellness.
I love listening to you.
Good. You're a smart woman.
Yes, I'm a smart woman. So we would love to hear from you, 404-872-0750. And we're talking about how to get your body back on track after wrecking it during Christmas and also keeping you on track during New Year's and hangover tips, and we're going to go through those. We still have a few more to touch on, and stay tuned coming up next hour, because we're going to do a champagne tasting with Craig Torres with Hop City, because he's got some great champagne tips. And then we'll be doing wine typing, where you call in and tell us how you take your wine, not your wine, I always do that, your coffee or your tea, and he'll pick out the perfect bottle of wine for you. Stay tuned. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB.
I'm WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and I'm joined in the studio by my good friend, Dr. Joe Esposito, board certified in everything. That's just, you know, you're board certified in more things than you're not.
I would guess, yes. I don't know that. Yes. Of all the board certifications, yes.
And sometimes double board certified.
That's right.
But we're talking about your health and how you probably overate and overindulged over the Christmas holidays, and how to get your health back on track and how to keep it on track through the new year. And we have some hangover cures for you. But first, we're going to go back to the phone lines, and you can join us on the phone lines at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750, just like Mike in Flowery Branch has done. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Belinda. Hey, Dr. Joe. Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help you, sweetie?
18 months ago, I started burping.
Yep.
And I went to the doctor, general practitioner, went to several other specialists, gastroenterologists, and no relief. Nobody could figure out what it was. I went to an ear, nose, throat specialist. He put a scope down my throat through my nostril and spotted a sphincter muscle at the top of my throat that was spasming. He didn't have an answer for it.
Okay.
My general practitioner put me on a soft tissue muscle relaxer. That didn't help.
Sure.
I've been going crazy with it. It happens while I sleep. It comes and goes. It'll last for hours at a time, and then it will not come back for a day. It's just rhyme or reason. Went to an acupuncturist. He immediately stopped it.
Right. Okay.
But after a couple of days, it comes back. Now, I've been to the acupuncturist five times. I've been to a chiropractor three times.
Right.
The chiropractor and the acupuncturist is helping,
right.
But it's been months since I first went to them, so I'm sure. Still dealing with it.
Okay. Bless your heart.
Let me explain it to you, Lucy. Okay.
I got 25 cents. Is the doctor in?
Yes. We're up to 50 now.
Yeah, a couple of things. Okay. The muscle they were talking about is probably the lower esophageal sphincter, it's called, and the stomach sits below your diaphragm, and that sphincter, that muscle, right. is there, and it kind of prevents food from refluxing up. What most right. likely happened is the stomach is pushing up through that lower esophageal sphincter. It's a really weak muscle, and that's causing acid or air to get up into the throat. The other thing we have to look at is the nerves in the neck, because the nerves in the neck control the throat. So that's exactly. why the chiropractic and the acupuncture is working, but make sure the chiropractor knows how to adjust the stomach. If they don't know how to adjust your stomach, you can go to our website, drjoe.com, and just type in the word GERD, G-E-R-D. That's gastroesophageal reflux
disease. Now, she did that the last time I visited her, okay. which was about 7 days ago.
Yeah, so you're going to have to do it.
6 days ago.
You're going to have to do it more often. It's not a one and done. But okay. I work on a lot of people's stomach, even here at the studio when I come in.
Yes. I just had an adjustment in the floor here of the studio.
Yeah, right. The Belinda, that's why she asked me as a guest, I think. She just wants to get adjusted. So.
Yeah, but it's time for an adjustment. Call Dr. Joe.
Yep. But, yeah, you got to get that worked on more than once. It's not a one and done. So you got to get that stomach worked on, get the neck worked on, and then it should work fine. And just be careful not to eat too late at night because the food can push up through the diaphragm. But that sounds like it's a fixable thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Joe, I don't want to disagree with you, but here's something else. Number one, I went to my general practitioner, also suggested I go to a neurologist. They did an MRI.
Uh-huh.
And they did determine that there are some – they made an offhand comment – at the end of the appointment saying, you're probably going to have some problems with your neck later on in life. We see some things going on in your vertebrae and your neck.
Got it.
So right away, that was a red flag. But the other thing about what I think is going on is I don't have GERD. I don't have acid reflux.
Right.
I don't have a smell. I don't have a
right.
taste.
Okay.
I don't have anything. It's
sure.
just air.
Well, the only way the air can get up there is if that sphincter is open. The air couldn't get from the stomach into the small intestine, into the esophagus
right.
if it wasn't. So stick with the chiropractic. Stick with the the acupuncture is going to stimulate the nerves. The chiropractic is probably going to be a little more effective, though. So I would stick with that and stay away from big meals until that's resolved. It sounds fixable.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Right,
I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate the call.
And if you want a second opinion from Dr. Joe, how would they go about to do
that?
Yeah,
if anybody wants to come see us, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. Just go to the website, drjoe.com, drjoe.com. You can set up an appointment to come see us, or you can call 844-44-DR-JOE, 844-44-DR-JOE. But yeah, for anyone, not just you, but anyone, we'd be more than happy to meet with you. Thanks.
Thanks for your call.
There we go.
All right. It is 66 degrees here on Peachtree Street. Kind of a partly cloudy day.
Partly cloudy. Okay.
Partly cloudy. But tomorrow's going to be really rainy. So whatever you have to do outside, you need to get it done today.
Yes.
But make sure you take us with you because you don't want to miss anything that's going on here on 95.5 WSB. Great programming throughout the day.
Especially 7 o'clock tomorrow night. When the Dr. Joe show is on.
When the Dr. Joe show is on.
We don't want to miss that at 7 to 9 tomorrow night. We'll be talking about all sorts of fun. No, 7 to 8. We only have a one-hour show tomorrow. That's right.
I learned so much from your show.
Okay.
I feel like, and then I espouse it to my friends.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, your doctoral degree hangs on what wall of your house? I said, I'm sure it does, or it should.
Well, I'm flattered that you say that. I really am. I mean, I always bust each other's chops, but I'm flattered that you listen to our show.
Yes, of course I listen. And then I text you in the middle of the show.
Yes, that's always fun, too.
Very annoying. Okay, Keith and Gwinnett, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Doing fine.
Good. How can we help you, sweetie?
Well, I've got, I've seen this advertisement concerning Relief Factor for control of pain and inflammation. I was wondering what the doctor thought about that, if he's even heard of it.
Well, I've never heard of it, but there's a lot of supplements and pills out there that may help with the pain. But the problem with pain, and I'm board certified in pain management, we want to get to the cause of the pain, not just treat the symptoms. And in our offices, all my doctors are trained by me to get to the cause of the problem. So is it a pinched nerve? Is it a muscle spasm, bulging disc? Is it a dietary issue? So even if you take an aspirin or you take some supplement, that's okay. But you always want to get to the cause and fix that. And that's the approach I would recommend you do.
Well, where my pain's at is in my wrist and my hand, and I think it's arthritis, but it's funny that it's only in both my hands and no place else.
Sure. Well, it could be that with arthritis, there could be an inflammatory reaction. And by putting the bones and the wrist back in place, many times that resolves the issue. So we can adjust any part of the body. There's 206 bones in the body. All my doctors are trained to adjust all 206. So if you want to come see us, we'll take a look at it and see if we can help you. We'll tell you. If we can't, we'll tell you that too.
Can chiropractic care help osteo and rheumatoid arthritis?
Yeah, osteo is mechanical, and that's where chiropractic care should always be the primary portal of entry when there's osteoarthritis, because it's always a bone out of place rubbing up against something else. That's the basic explanation. Rheumatoid is an autoimmune disease, and that's where we have to fix the gut, and we got to get the diet straightened out. We get people off things like wheat and dairy to calm down the immune system, and that's where we see the amazing results with rheumatoid.
Okay.
Yes.
It's because so many people suffer with both of those.
And it's usually so easy to manage. When patients come to us, they always say the same thing. Why didn't I do this sooner? Why did I suffer for so long?
Right.
And chiropractic is the most effective, least expensive treatment for back pain. So if you have back pain, chiropractic should always be your portal of entry. And then from there, we can go different directions if we need to.
Right. And you have x-ray machines and what have you right there in your office.
Right,
you don't have
office.
To go anywhere else.
Right. If we need an MRI, we can get an MRI. We can do blood tests. We can test for food allergies. We can test hormone levels. Our office, go to the website, drjoe.com. We do a lot of things in that office, and that's why patients come from all over the world to come see us, which is kind of cool.
Okay, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Okay, give us another hangover cure.
All right, hangover cure. We talked about water. You have to drink a lot of water. That's going to be the key. You got to replace the nutrients that are being flushed out of the system, what's called the electrolytes. And that's where Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source, a lot of people swear by these things on weekends. And what they'll do is, not just New Year's Eve, but weekends, they'll take it to a scoop of each before they go out drinking,
mm-hmm.
and then another scoop of each when they get home. And
mm-hmm.
So many people report that this is like a miracle because it has so many vitamins, minerals, and electrolytes to replace what's missing.
Okay.
And then eating, of course, is going to be important too, because you're going to have to get some food into your system, because otherwise the alcohol really messes with your blood sugar. But when you eat, I don't want you eating, you know, steak sandwiches and cheese. I want you to have something that has fiber in it that's going to slowly move through the colon. So like beans and rice might be a good idea. Of course, a salad would be a good idea.
But I would think that you needed something that was going to absorb the alcohol, not like carrots and celery that
yeah.
are just going to not do anything.
Well, you don't
anything.
Really absorb the alcohol. That's kind
okay.
of a fallacy. You don't absorb it. You want to replace the damage. You fix the damage that it's caused. So it's not going to like suck it up like a sponge and then push it out of your system.
Okay.
It doesn't quite work that way. Yeah. In fact, I was on Dr. Oz last year, as a matter of fact, right around this time. And I did a whole section on hangover cures.
Right.
So it was kind of funny that we're back again doing this. And by the way, New Year's Eve, 6 to 8, I'm going to do a whole 2-hour special on just this topic. Surviving New Year's Eve.
Because so many people waste the first day of the year on a hangover.
Yes, and why do that? If you're going to drink, okay, I'm okay with that, but then do the things you need to do to protect it. The other thing you have to look at is B complex, because the B vitamins are being flushed out of your system so quickly, and the B vitamins are necessary for nerve function. So I would strongly advise a B complex, not just like a B6 or B12, but a whole complex, and we
okay.
have that on the website, drjoe.com. But the B complex, Super Greens, an essential source, a lot of water. Those are some of the basics that you have to do if you want to try to avoid the hangover.
Okay.
And you'll be amazed how well it works. So
now I see these companies, I'm not going to mention any names, that have IV flows.
Yes.
With kind of the old banana bag
yes.
type thing.
Uh-huh.
What do you think of those?
Those work because what they're doing is just replacing the electrolytes. It'll give you vitamin C. I know in Las Vegas, I remember seeing that too. Like
yeah.
it's a RV.
Yeah.
And they're going to give you A, you shouldn't drink that much. If you need an IV, you probably need counseling more than you need an IV, okay?
Oh, so true. Life's lessons from Dr. Joe.
That's right. Yes. The gospel according to Dr. Joe. Don't drink that much.
Right.
So don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
But if you happen to overindulge,
yes.
All they're doing is putting in back in electrolytes and
yeah. B vitamins. And you can do that with Super Greens and Essential Source. Do that with B Complex. Do that with a good meal, solid food.
Not McDonald's.
That wouldn't be my first choice.
No. But that's what everybody craves.
Well, of course. Well, what happens is your blood sugar drops and then you get the pleasure centers in your brain want to be stimulated. It's called the dopamine receptor sites, the nucleus accumbens, if you want to know a part of the brain. And so things like sugar stimulates the nucleus accumbens to release dopamine to make you feel good. So that's what you're craving. But in the long term, you're not replacing electrolytes and then you feel worse afterwards.
Why are we craving greasy items?
Isn't that funny how we crave greasy items? Yes, because the greasy items can affect the liver. The greasy items can have an impact on the liver because the liver is being so damaged.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you're going to have something greasy, have yourself some nuts. Have yourself some avocados. Don't have onion rings because that's going to make you sicker long term.
Okay.
May feel good short term, but not going to help you long term. So that's the problem. And then, of course, drinking darker colored beverages, bourbon, scotch, tequila, brandy, dark beer, red wine, those are going to be worse too.
Oh.
Yes. So okay. Clear is, if you're going to drink, clear is better.
Okay.
And again, drink smart. You know, if you're going to do it, I'm okay with that. Just make sure you're replacing all those damages because the drinking scrambles the hormones and that regulates your biological clock. And that's why you pass out and you wake up at other hours. And so it really messes with so many different levels of your brain, your liver, your hormone levels. So just be careful with this stuff, folks. It's not something you want to play with.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take our final break with Dr. Joe Esposito on Atlanta Living. When we come back, we'll take your calls 404-872-0750. We'll be back. You're listening to 95.5 WSB. Welcome back to Atlanta Living, where we're talking about hangover cures, but we have a couple of people on the phones that we want to get to real quick, like Tommy in Palmetto. Tommy, you're on with Belinda and Dr. Joe Esposito.
Hey, first of all, I really enjoy your show, Dr. Joe, so
thank you
for what you do for us. Anyway, I haven't been to the doctor about it, but I think I have tennis elbow in my left elbow, and I've tried icing it, and only for a day have I used the ibuprofen, which 200 milligrams, like every 4 hours.
Sure.
So what should I be doing?
All right, it's called lateral epicondylitis. And what it is one of the bones in your – there's two bones in your wrist, and usually one of those bones comes out of place. And that puts stress on the ligaments in that area, and that causes the inflammatory reaction.
You said wrist.
I'm sorry, elbow. Thank you.
Okay.
That's it, elbow. So what we need to do in many cases is adjust that or put the elbow back into place, and then the swelling's able to go down. Because even if you bring the swelling down, the elbow's out of place, it just keeps coming back. So could be a little tear in the ligament, but most likely it's a misalignment. And once we do that, then we see some great results.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
See how easy that was, Tommy? Now no pain.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
All right, sweetie. Thank you for your call. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Good. Happy New Year. It is 54 minutes after 1 o'clock. Do you have a couple of more hangover cures to help us get through the New Year, especially since we're doing
champagne tasting
next?
Coconut water.
Okay.
Coconut water is excellent because it has a lot of the nutrients in it that are being flushed out of the system. So just drink, if you don't want to drink water, drink some coconut water.
Okay.
And that helps tremendously.
It's not my favorite, but I'll do it.
Okay, there you go. Magnesium is important too. And most of us are magnesium deficient anyway. So when we start drinking, we really flush the magnesium out of the system and that makes the problem worse. And that's why Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source really are a mainstay for everyone, but especially if you're going out drinking. Two scoops before, a scoop of each, and a scoop of each after. And that's just incredible, the results that people get with that. So I'm not...
And you're mixing those powders with water or milk or coconut water?
Coconut water would be great, as a matter of fact. See how smart you are? Mix them with coconut water. Boy, you'll get the double whammy then. Yeah. I usually use coconut milk or almond milk every day. You could do water if you want. I like the coconut milk better. But if you do coconut water with that, man, you got a double bang for your buck. And those are on the website, drjoe.com. We can ship them to you, but if you come to our offices, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. You can just pick them up there if you want to.
Okay. At the beginning of the show, you mentioned a capsule, a pill that you had just gotten in that you thought...
Glutathione.
Glutathione,
yes.
What does that do?
It's an antioxidant. It helps the liver heal. And when autoimmune diseases come in, when people have liver issues, when you have allergies, most of us are depleting our body of glutathione. And so the glutathione is really one of the amazing antioxidants in the body to help just about everything. So.
Okay, and we can order that?
It should be on the website, drjoe.com. I know it's supposed to be coming this week, so I got to check with my marketing team and make sure it's on the website. If not, just call the office and we'll get it for you.
Okay, that is awesome.
Yes.
And if we want to come visit you, Dr. Joe, and make an appointment and get on your wellness plan.
Yeah, if you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, if you've ever been in a car accident, ever, if the car was damaged, you were damaged, drjoe.com, drjoe.com. And then, of course, Sunday night, tomorrow night, we'll be on 7 o'clock. And then New Year's Eve, 6 to 8, we'll do a whole special on nothing but surviving New Year's.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Love seeing you, Belinda.
Thank you so much. Love seeing you. Okay. Craig Torres coming up next with Hop City on champagne and doing your wine typing, so stay tuned.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.